Near the softball fields on Winfrey Point at White Rock Lake in Dallas, there's an historical marker that reads, on this spot, a camp once stood that housed German POWs.
The fact that you have members of Hitler's armies camped out here on the shores of White Rock Lake piques people's interest.
Dr. Stephen Butler wrote the words on the marker that tell this story. During the latter half of World War II, around 80,000 German and Italian POWs were sent to Texas. It may seem like an odd choice until you take a look at the articles from the 1929 Geneva Convention, which reads that prisoners of war must be housed away from the battle zone in a climate similar to the one they were captured in. The Axis soldiers brought to Texas were captured in northern Africa, and it seems the U.S. Army thought Texas's climate was similar enough. But before it was a POW camp, it housed young men of the Civilian Conservation Corps. The bombing of Pearl Harbor turned those young men into soldiers, and everything was thrown at the war effort, including the camp at Winfrey Point. In a 1976 interview, former Dallas Parks director L.B. Houston talks about that time and the German soldiers held at Winfrey Point. Former Parks Department employee Sally Rodriguez.
He talked about what artisans they were, and they actually built their own enclosure, the fence that enclosed the camp.
And they went to work at Fair Park, which had been leased to the Army. The large buildings served as warehouses and workshops. Believe it or not, the Nazi POWs were put to work repairing U.S. military uniforms. When the war was over, American soldiers crowded into universities thanks to the GI Bill. SMU ran out of dorm space.
And there were so many GIs who were doing this that they ran out of student housing. So they sent some of them over here.
So the camp at Winfrey Point, built by the CCC, turned into barracks to house German POWs, became off-campus housing for veterans returning from World War II. And all that's left is a fire hydrant and some old photos. Where are those cabins now? And what happened to the German soldiers? You can find out what we've learned and add what you know on CBSDFW.com. For your hometown, I'm Emily Troube, News Radio 1080 KRLD.